This is still day four of our seminar on the footsteps of Paul. We started the day in Istanbul and flew to Izmir, where we visited the ruins of Smyrna and talked about Thyatira as we passed by. The next stop will be Sardis. Founded around 1200 BC, Sardis is one of the oldest cities in Asia Minor. In the 6th century before Christ, it was one of the most powerful cities of the ancient world. The original city was on top of a 1,600-foot mountain, a natural citadel that was inaccessible except from the south. As the population grew, it had to develop a lower city along the river. Sardis was central to the worship of Artemis, daughter of Zeus and sister of Apollo. She was considered to be the goddess of the hunt and fertility. The Temple of Artemis was one of the 7 largest Greek temples in the ancient world. An international team of archaeologists have been working for over 60 years to uncover the 4,000-year history of Sardis. Mark Wilson rates it as one of the most interesting archaeological sites in Turkey. One thing they found in the ruins of the city was the largest 1st-century Jewish synagogue outside of Israel. They found evidence that the Jews who lived there had a get-along attitude. For instance, their names on the pillars were in Greek instead of Hebrew. There was a Roman eagle at the end of the Jewish altar, as well as Roman animals. They had pictures that were not common in synagogues, but were often found in pagan temples. The synagogue was placed next to a 5.5-acre Roman gymnasium where people were often nude. In the letter Jesus sent to the church, he refers to part of the city's history. When Sardis ruled a large part of Asia Minor, their king became extremely wealthy. This is because of the gold found in the river that flowed through the city. He also gained wealth from the city's famous woolen textiles, as well as their location on several important trade routes. The people there were the first to make gold and silver coins. They were also the first to discover the art of dyeing wool. The king built a massive fortification to protect himself and his wealth. Cyrus of Persia invaded the area in 546 BC, but couldn't get through the enormous walls. So he encircled the city in a siege. One night, a Persian soldier noticed a guard on the wall who accidentally dropped his helmet over the edge. As the soldier watched, the guard went down some stairs and out a secret door and got his helmet. The soldier reported this to his king. The next day, Cyrus took the main part of his army to the other side of the city to draw attention away from the secret door. It worked. Most of the city's army went to the other side as well. Special forces for the Persian army went into the secret door and took the city. They were like a thief sneaking into the city. But then, it happened a second time. A Greek king besieged the city in 214 BC. This time, a Greek soldier noticed vultures flying over one section of the wall. He investigated and found there was one spot along the wall where the people of the city threw dead animals. He observed that their army didn't patrol that section as much as others. The Greek king had found a weak spot in their defense system. In both cases, the city was taken by maneuvers similar to that of a thief. Referring to this, Jesus said, "I will come to you as a thief, and you will not know the hour I will come unto you." The Lord gave more criticism to this church than all the others. Yet they were not under as much suffering as the others. They had the same get-along attitude as the Jews. Sometime this week, read Revelation 3, 1 through 6. Here is the tip of the week. Respect the culture of Turkey by dressing modestly. I'll be talking to you next week.